Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
From the latest news and rumors around the sports world,
Angel.
To the sound bites you need to hear,
hurry.
It's Quick Hits.
All right, Carson Schlesinger was darn good at football yesterday. I asked Daryl Ryder this question because I came up with a couple contenders here.
Okay.
But is Carson Schlesinger having the best rookie year of any Browns rookie since 1999?
Okay. I came up with some contenders as well. Do you want my list first, or you want your list?
Give me the contenders.
Well, I don't know. Are our lists going to conflict with each other or no?
Well, there might be some stream crossing with our list. Sure.
Okay.
I'm okay with it.
All right. And so I'm not going to go as deep in the Wayback Machine as you are. There might be one that even is a little skeptical. At the top, it's Baker, Reagan, Mayfield.
Yeah. Wasn't he the second? Oh, sorry. Go ahead. Wasn't he second in the Rookie of the Year? No, he was first. Or third. Or fifth. All right. Go ahead. Sorry.
He set the NFL rookie record for passing touchdowns. He also got the Browns the most wins in a season since 2007. That seems like that's good enough for me, right?
Yep.
Number one, best rookie season we've had. There we go. Nick Chubb is number two. Almost 1,000 rushing yards, 8 touchdowns, had the 92-yard touchdown run in the game against the Raiders. That was the longest rushing yards for a Brown in a game. Nick Chubb, number two, doesn't seem too controversial.
He also was above the 1,000-yard total line of scrimmage, by the way.
Good. Thanks for at 996 rushing yards.
But he had over 1,000 yards.
At 996, I think the assumption was there.
Too.
I think the assumption was there. He got 4 yards.
I don't think you're letting people water
point.
There. Go ahead.
Yeah, sure. I needed that clarification. Can you tell me exactly how many yards from scrimmage?
Probably about 1080.
Yeah, okay. There we go. Thanks for the drop in. Now, this was a little contentious, okay?
Okay.
Because he was not a very good player overall, but he did have a really good rookie season. Kevin Johnson.
You took it.
Really?
Yeah, I had Kevin Johnson. I thought nobody'd get it. He was second in rookie year voting in 1999.
Led the team in receiving yards and touchdowns during the inaugural season, obviously. Had 8 touchdowns that season. Like, you can make an argument the best he did in a Browns uniform was that first season. He did have a 1,000-yard season a couple years later, but like that was about as good as it got. I feel like that never gets brought up. Next?
Joe Thomas.
I actually didn't have Joe in here.
Yeah. Joe started every game, and he was a second or third in the offensive rookie of the year award.
You know who also got some like rookie of the year love? Joe Bitonio did, but he didn't make my list.
So I didn't see that because it wasn't. I think Pro Football Reference
he made the all rookie honors,
but they only have like if you for the rookie of the year,
they don't put it up there.
Only
like
top
that.
Five. Or
yeah, no, but he did.
However,
he did, and he was very good. But it's still that's hard to.
Yeah,
I think it's hard for a lot of fans. Myles Garrett, only because. Yes, he missed 5 games to the injury, but he still led the team in sacks in that. So I thought that was like an honorable mention for Myles Garrett. It's not one of the best we've ever seen, but the idea that he led the team in sacks while missing 5 games, still pretty incredible. And then JOK.
I would put Carson over everybody on that list, but Baker, Joe, and Kevin. I think Nick was fine as a rookie. I don't like this is more than fine. This is holy crap good.
I mean, not an argument for me. I'm loving what Schlesinger is doing.
I love it more.
I'm happy you do.
I promise I'm not overcorrecting because I was sure. So wrong in the draft.
Sure, okay. Were you that wrong in the draft?
Yeah, I hated the pick.
I don't remember it that way. I really don't.
Ball linebacker with a 33rd pick of the draft? What the hell are you doing?
I do remember the day of. Oddly enough, I told you that I heard from people in the building that they love Schlesinger and they love Judkins. And I remember when I told you that in the meeting, like prior to doing that show, you're like, ooh, I don't know about that one.
Yep.
Like, I remember that reaction, but yep. I don't remember you going on air with it being that way.
Didn't love it. Didn't love it. Gotta own it.
Yeah, that's all right. That's all you can do. Let's stay with football. Michael Penix suffered a potentially season-ending knee injury during their loss to the Panthers. He's going to be seeking a second opinion, but it's not encouraging. Out of the quarterback, basically it was carnage yesterday. Jordan Love had left at one point with an injury. It felt like we'd seen a lot of different guys leave games, then enter the game back, all sorts of different stories around that. Is Michael Penix the biggest one over the weekend that you saw that's going to have actual change across the league?
Yeah, I think so, because a couple guys are still in and... they're going to keep playing poorly. But no, yeah, that was brutal. And it was brutal also because then Kirk Cousins came in and wasn't very good either.
Well, and so that's why if you're a Falcons fan, you got to be thinking to yourself, oh, geez, aren't we happy that Kirk Cousins, we didn't end up trading him after all the offseason conversations, all the trade deadline conversations, and we kept him so we still have a fighting chance. But after you lose that game yesterday to the Panthers and the way everything went down, it just kind of feels like it's lost anyway.
And not just like you blew another lead.
Yeah.
Like it wasn't 28-7 at least this time, but I mean it was 21-7. You had to feel it in your bones. I saw a lot of Falcons and Panthers fans making that joke, and I enjoyed it. The Penix thing's a bummer because he was okay-ish this year.
I know we want to say good, but it really wasn't that. It wasn't that good.
But it's not. He's not bad. He's not bad, but he's also not great. Like you just. He's the kind of guy, the Jordan Love second half swoon. You were hoping you'd get one of those from him.
Yeah.
Just because that franchise, it's been a while since Matt Ryan was good there. They're owed another quarterback.
And then Drake London has his injury as well. Yep. And it kind of feels like when it rains, it pours with that.
And then Michael Strahan called Bijan Robinson, Brian Robinson in the highlight package on Fox. I heard that, Michael. Omaha! Man put together some good hoodies for JCPenney's about 6 or 7 years ago. He has been on the decline since then. Let's keep it with crappy quarterback play. The Bears outlasted the Vikings 19-7 in Minnesota as the Vikings are now 4-6 in the season and 1-4. 1-4 at home this season. J.J. McCarthy orchestrated a late game drive. It was a game tying drive, but overall went 16-32 for 150 yards, a touchdown, and two INTs. I have to make an official proclamation. J.J. McCarthy is booty cheeks.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know. We're pulling the nose up on this one. He is just, whew. I mean, Caleb Williams wasn't good yesterday, and he made Caleb Williams look like Joe Montana in 1985.
Yeah, that's tough. Neither quarterback looked good in that game.
J.J. just misses.
It's just so early, I know, but
like,
he doesn't look good.
Basic throws that he just, I mean, and by the way.
And so many people are like, oh, pointing to that final drive as if that was the end-all be-all, and it's like, you still lost the game, buddy.
Yeah, I mean, it's, okay, it's like, if I overly waited.
I mean,
waited.
I get it, you score, you know, they scored two touchdowns in the fourth, they rallied, they came from behind.
Yeah, J.J. didn't have a lot to do with it. And by the way, J.J. had three good passes in the entire game. I know, because they were all in the fourth quarter on the game-tying drive. That's all there was. But here's the problem.
Yeah.
He misses every throw. Hmm. Like, you know the old, well, can he make every throw? Yes, but J.J. McCarthy can miss every throw. I think he's just a gamer. I think he's just one of those guys who's just tough as hell. He's a very likable kid. You can see that he has physical talent. The problem is, you're just not tying it all together. Like, I know this is technically his rookie year. That's a second year in the NFL. I thought he was putrid yesterday. Like, yeah. I thought he was borderline unplayable, if not for the fact that Carson...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wentz was his backup.
It's tough. I feel bad because you move off of Sam Darnold and you think that KOC can just kind of do everything, and it's just kind of proving that that's just not their reality. And that just kind of stinks for Vikings fans.
Vikings fans are imagine turning the roller on KOC.
Coaster, but imagine the roller coaster that they've been on, where you go from 2 years ago when JJ gets injured, they thought their season was shot, dead, buried, and then Sam Darnold, of all people, comes in, you win 14 games, you go to the postseason, you then trade him off to Seattle to then let JJ actually play, and you're just back to mediocre.
Want to hear something else?
A roller coaster.
He wasn't the only quarterback in the room last year. Daniel Jones was also in the quarterback room last year because he was Sam Darnold's backup after the Giants cut him. So both guys you let go into the sweep by and by this offseason are playing, even though Sam had a four interception game, both have played incredibly better than your young quarterback. I hope the kid figures it out. I know he's a Michigan kid. I hope he figures it out. But that was... I mean, there was a point
didn't
where Cressy I wanted
just,
to turn
like,
it off.
Didn't he just get an extension, too? These are the type of things that are... I mean, it is fireable offenses for somebody. Somebody has to weigh... If I'm a Vikings fan, I want my pound of flesh.
Yeah, you go get Kevin O'Connell. We'll take him here.
Yeah, yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.